Exclusive. If we go off script, were race traitors-black educator mobbed after criticizing BLM, critical race theory. By Kurt Sindelka on September 16, 2020. In an interview with Breitbart London, political commentator and former school teacher Calvin Robinson said that he faces racial abuse whenever he speaks out against the hard-left ideology of Black Lives Matter and proponents of Marxist critical race theory, CRT. On Tuesday, Mr. Robinson appeared on the ITV television show Good Morning Britain to discuss a Black Lives Matter-inspired primetime TV performance by the dance troupe Diversity, which drew tens of thousands of broadcast regulator complaints from the British public. During his appearance, Mr. Robinson criticized ITV for promoting the performance, which he described as being steeped in critical race theory. Following his appearance, Robinson told Breitbart London that he received a barrage of racist abuse on social media by supporters of the far-left Black Lives Matter movement. Every time I've spoken out against BLM using CRT, they attack me with racially derogatory terms, Robinson said. Apparently, Black people must all think the same way. If we go off script, we're race traitors, bounties, and coons. It seems BLM don't support racial equality after all. Because if they did, surely they'd encourage diversity and expect Black people to hold many different views across the political spectrum, he added. British basketball player Kofi Joseph said that Mr. Robinson's Afro hairstyle couldn't hide the coonship. The editor-in-chief of the leftist news website The Canary, Carrie Ann Mendoza, piled them by saying, FFS. I reserve the right to verbally beat the shit out of any fellow POC person of color who serves as waterboy to fascism. Calvin Robinson told Breitbart London that he feels that BLM is one of the most destructive forces in British society and should be classified as a domestic terrorist organization. They're promoting racial segregation, vandalism, and violence, he said, adding that proponents of critical race theory perpetuate the myth of racial superiority. Robinson said that the hard left has perfected the wicked methodologies of the far right, the idea that white people are somehow superior, at a natural advantage, based on the color of their skin. Whereas Black people are at a natural disadvantage. It's nonsense, of course, he added. Robinson warned that by pushing the concept of white privilege, the far left is creating an environment in which Black people are coaxed into embracing a victimhood mentality, adding that if you constantly tell people they are oppressed, they might start to believe it. Mr. Robinson described critical race theory as a power play that seeks to use Black people as pawns in their game, despite not addressing the real issues facing the Black community. Movements like Black Lives Matter are Marxist organizations who want to destroy our way of life and rebuild it in their image. What we're seeing here is standard divide and conquer, he explained. On the controversy surrounding the Black Lives Matter-inspired performance by Diversity on Britain's Got Talent, Robinson said, Diversity seemed like a decent bunch of guys, and I genuinely think they had good intentions. However, they're pushing a heavily politicized message on primetime television to a family audience. They're normalizing critical race theory with no critique, no explanation, that's dangerous, he concluded. Finally, Robinson stressed that he does not think that the UK is a systemically racist country, but noted that whenever he makes the claim, the left only engages in personal attacks on his immutable characteristics, rather than providing evidence for the supposed structural racism. I was a school teacher and assistant principal. I saw firsthand that Black children of African descent excel throughout their time in school, and are far more likely to go to university, he explained. On the flip side of that coin, working-class white boys are the most disadvantaged and very few people seem brave enough to address the problem. The evidence suggests that if the UK is racist, it's not in the way the hard left would accept, he concluded. Calvin Robinson explained that he sees democracy as the best way to bring about change, noting that through the democratic process, the UK can address the pockets of racism left in the country, adding that you don't fix racism with more racism. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter at @KurtSindelka.